Under an amendment being considered, indexing the gas tax to inflation would stop in 3 years. After that, lawmakers would have to approve any gas tax increase requested by transportation officials. Representative Mickey Lehman of Hartford chairs the committee which will vote on the gas tax bill.
We are all concerned about state spending and budgets and taxes. This simply makes Department of Transportation accountable for the extension of indexing as any other department is when they look at fees and licenses that they charge.
The legislation ending gas tax indexing was introduced by Representative Spencer Black. The Madison Democrat did so after Republicans pushed for a tax freeze on local spending. Republican leaders didn't suggest ending the 31-cent tax on every gallon of gas sold. Democrats thought that was hypocritical. Indexing began in the 1980s. Department of Transportation Budget Director Alice Morehouse says a poor economy and politically touchy tax climate also existed then.
People at that time were also opposed to tax increases, and indexing was looked at as a method that could keep funding streams even in the transportation fund without being onerous to the motorists, because the adjustments are based on the inflation rate and are usually minimal.
11 other states have variable rates or index their gas tax. The federal government is also considering doing so. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.